Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We do have some good news. You know, the video's got about a million views right now. Breaking down all the scanners are totally fake. You can carry bombs in them, everything. The TSA had the video blocked, but due to outrage, it was unblocked this morning. The TSA is making fun of the American citizens on their blog right now. TSA mocks viral videos, says able to detect threats such as, you know, things that go boom. Talking to us at a three-year-old level. They do that on purpose to dumb the language down. It's all part of their psych warfare attack on free humanity. Let's go back to military calls, because it's the military. I should ask police. I mean, I guess you'll follow any order. The feds are federalizing everything. I confirm there's now TSA inspectors of all the police departments and on the streets. They're the boss. Everyone's like, the federal inspector's coming. They tell us what to do. Because they're unbonded, unsworn, not even federal agents. I mean, it's like, and the UN orders our president around now. And the president tells Congress they have no authority over war now. Just unbelievable treason and a coup d'etat. That's what's really happening. Those aren't just words. Martinez in California, welcome and thank you for holding, sir. You're a Marine. What's your view on what we've been talking about?
Actually, Alex, I'm a woman.
Okay, well, it says Marine there.
Yes, it does. I'm sorry about that. Yes, I'm a Sergeant United States Marine Corps. I work on Camp Pendleton in Del Mar area. I don't think that this is right at all. It's wrong. It's like everything inside me is screaming, what the heck is going on? You know, I've been listening to you for a while. My brother actually introduced me to your show, and, you know, I actually do a lot of research, and, you know, I don't think that it's right at all. I mean, people need to wake up, and people need to, well, you know what? Actually, I need to tell you this. People who, you know, they actually swear in, they're in the military, they don't even research the Constitution. They don't even know that they're supposed to really uphold it. They don't know the depth of the responsibility that they have to the people to defend them, you know, just in case, like, should something go wrong. And, you know, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to educate my troops on the Constitution and on the Bill of Rights, the rights that they have, you know, the rights that the people have, and that, you know, what's going on isn't right. I mean, you know, some people tell me I should be careful and not to go around talking about all this stuff.
Sounds like what happened in Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia when the military was being told, follow illegal orders. Look, it's in the Constitution. As you know, I read the articles earlier. You've got a House and Senate bill telling the president, hey, we can impeach you. Again, it's the Congress that impeaches the president, because the founders knew a bigger body of people is harder to take over, and they represent the states. So they've been teaching for 100 years, co-equal. Legislative, executive, judicial. That was never taught until about 1910 or so. And then it didn't become the dominant theme for the last 20, 30 years. The Congress is above the president. The Congress is above the legislative. They're not co-equal. They are the lawmakers and the purse holders, okay? The president executes things. That's it. And the courts look at laws to see if they're constitutional as a check on the Congress and on the president. So I don't know how to explain it. And in the legislative, they approve of the judiciary. So it's a check on them. It's all about checks and balances. But of the three, the dominant is the Congress, because it's the most diverse. I'm going to hold you. I want to come back and talk to you here, and then we'll try to hurry the others that are patiently holding. Oh, no. She's still there, but one of the people just hung up, so another person's calling in right now. We'll take that call. But I'm going to get to Dustin, Private J, talking to Martinez, lady in the Marine Corps. Mike is up next after Martinez. We're going to get to all of you, then Private J and others. But look, just what she said, they do not read it. It's just like, yes, I swear an oath to it. It's there for a reason. Okay, and what the president's done is totally illegal.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog, packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, I want to race through military calls, and then I will actually air excerpts of the high treason, foreign espionage against this country. When you have the president in written letters saying, I don't need Congress to launch wars, I get my authority from the UN, and I take their orders, and I've read the quotes here. When you have the Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman agreeing with that, and the SecDef, Secretary of Defense, telling the Senate Armed Services Committees and others that, yeah, no, you have no authority. You don't matter. That isn't just the president crossing the Rubicon and taking dictatorial powers to himself and having Congress pass laws. The president can secretly arrest citizens and kill them, and we know Obama asked for that, and Congress gave it to him. So, of course, the president's like, well, I'll start arresting reporters then for whistleblowing. Well, I'll just have my Secretary of Defense come in and tell you that you have no authority. And those senators are like, but that's not true. That's illegal. And then it goes, well, that's the way it is. And we're talking to the military, the ones that listen to the show who are good men and women. They're calling in going, yeah, this sounds pretty bad. This sounds like this isn't right. I mean, other people in the military aren't reading the Constitution. Folks, the Constitution is the law. It's America. I mean, I've never heard of a country that wasn't some little third world country where a foreign group of corporations put a puppet president in, and then they do things like this. But that's what the New World Order is. They've done it to third world countries. Now they're doing it here. Now, I was talking to Martinez, was her name, a Marine sergeant, and she said people are starting to wake up, and I wanted to talk to her more, but she hung up, and I want to thank her for calling in. and thank her for listening to the show, and please keep spreading the word. But I wanted to ask her more questions, but she was on Camp Pendleton, so she might have had to go. Who's been holding the longest? We're going to go to Mike, who's U.S. Army. Then we're going to go to Private Jay, who's National Guard. Then we're going to go to Dustin, who's U.S. Army. Then John, Joe, and others. We got a lieutenant colonel there. Let me skip to Joe first because I want to hear from an officer that I promise we're going to get to. We heard from a Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer 3 days ago or 2 days ago saying it's treason, it's illegal. What already happened in Libya is Congress is suing the president. Why not just start impeaching him? Well, Walter Jones in North Carolina has started it. The Senate's concurred with a piece of legislation. Is it news that the beginning process of impeachment's begun? No, it's not even in the news. Let's hear from that Lieutenant Colonel Joe in Pennsylvania. What's your view on this, Lieutenant Colonel?
Alex, I looked at that testimony this morning, and Secretary of Defense Panetta just made me sick with how he was acting towards Senator Sessions. When I heard that, I just couldn't even think straight because he openly defied him. In fact, Sessions should have ordered him right there. He says, that's illegal, and you come to Congress, and that's an order. And we want to see Congress get more involved in this. You know, sure, we'll do our part in the military, but Congress has to get involved. The Supreme Court has to get involved. And I know we're doing everything we can to talk to our troops and to see what's going to happen if an illegal order is given. I myself have already personally defied several illegal orders in my career, and nothing happened because it was just a private thing that I did. But getting other men to go along with you, you know, I do our studying on the partisans back in World War II against the Germans, and they most of them ended up getting shot in the head. So it's just not really a simple thing to just say we're going to defy our orders, although I personally would not carry out a illegal order.
Well, so, Colonel, if it was done early on, Hitler would have been defeated. It was by successive approximation, as you know, incrementally, then getting the military to swear an oath to him, not to the Republic, the Weimar Republic, similar to ours. The issue here is, it's one thing to say no to a Hitler or a Stalin, because as bad as they were over their country. They weren't under a foreign power. With Obama, as you said, they said NATO and the UN. As you said, Colonel, they defied. Here's the boss. Here's the senator. I mean, that's who's got the purse. That's who declares war. Here is the chairman of the committee saying, you do know under the Constitution and under the articles that you're under Congress. And they said, no, we're under NATO, we're under the UN, that's where we get our authority. And Sessions is like, what? And they kept saying it and saying it. As you know, he was defying him. And Congress has the authority to start arresting these people. I mean, they don't just have the authority to start impeachment. And I'm sorry, folks, people are like, arrest them? What are you supposed to do when they come in and say, I take my orders from a foreign group? I mean, Colonel, your take on that.
I'm involved in recruiting, and I ask every potential recruit whether they would disobey an unlawful order. And every one of them has said yes, but they said, what is an unlawful order? And each service has their own courses they give and their own definition of it, so it's very difficult. But the key to me, even during NDAA, we follow this closely. We watch the vote. We watch the way they put in all of the different amendments. And what did Congress do? Virtually nothing. We need Congress to back us up and not just have us be the only ones that are going to try to defy the president or disobey an order. If we could get Congress more fired up, then we'd be even more apt to go along and try.
Well, Joe, let me be completely clear. You've hit the nail on the head here. Okay, you're right. I'm asking the military to speak up because the Congress are a bunch of paid-off, blackmailed crooks. Now, this is so brazen that they're freaking out and talking about impeachment. So I'm saying we've got to really push them. And I, quite frankly, I'm looking for sacrificial lambs here. If it's myself, whatever the case is, you know, politically, whatever. I don't want to be hurt, but this is the way it is. Obviously, the only way to supercharge this is for the military to simply, if I was a colonel, I would go to my commanding officer and say, well, here's Congressman Walter Jones reading the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11, that it is a high crime and misdemeanor for the president to launch military actions without congressional approval. And then they go through all that. And then I'd say it goes further, Colonel or General, whoever is above you. It goes further. As you know, they're saying the authority comes from the UN in these statements. What is your position on that? And because we've got to head this off at the pass. I mean, there's nothing wrong with reading the Constitution and saying my commander in chief is not under the command of the UN. The president, you know, I mean, it's crazy. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
One of the things that I did early on was I refused to salute the United Nations flag, and I also refused to salute Henry Kissinger when he was Secretary of State. But besides that, I've called my congressman in my own district where my home is, and I've asked for him to put in writing that he supports Congressman the Jones resolution. I've already found out that there's a bipartisan effort to co-sign that. They're going to try to move that as quickly and as possible, and I'm getting hundreds of copies of that. I'm going to be passing it out to every military member I get my hands on.
Good. Beautiful. And you're absolutely right that it's their job and the American people's job. It's just that in every case, like with the fall of East Germany or any of it, it ends up being the military that is going to make the decision if they go into hot tyranny on whether they succeed or not. And I mean in succeed in launching the civil war, which the globalists have been making plans for, as you know. We don't want to be in a civil war with the military and police. I've seen enough in my life to not be macho and to want to have this fight. But, you know, the fight is going to come, and it's a mindless fight. We need to work with the military and police now to overt this. I mean, I knew, Colonel, when I went to urban warfare drills 14, 15 years ago, that's when the scales came off my eyes. And I witnessed mainly the Marines, in most cases, training to occupy U.S. cities and confiscate firearms of citizens. And I will tell the military, if they try widespread gun confiscation, it will result in absolute anarchy and huge casualties on both sides. And I know the military is having that discussion. I mean, do you have confidence that the military, even with some ridiculous scenario, you know, that they push, will say no to gun confiscation?
I can speak for myself that I would not authorize my men to go and to do it. But I just hope that they're not going to be some of these knuckle draggers, as you call them, that just enjoy that kind of thing and don't even think of the consequences of it or the constitutionality of it. You know, these idiots like Mark Levin, I used to listen to him until he started every day pounding on Ron Paul, and he's just a spokesperson for who knows what in this Civil organization. They can bring things before Congress, but they're always bringing some stupid bill that means nothing. Let's get them behind all of this, and let's get to the Supreme Court. Why is it so hard to bring a bill to the Supreme Court and decide if something's unconstitutional or not?
I hear you. God bless you, Colonel. Stay in touch. Really good points. I know I talked to a lot of military, including Brass, who's upset and concerned, and I know a bunch of the last Joint Chiefs of Staff and the chairman, the last two rounds, they kept saying no to all this, and no to Bush. Obama, because he's, quote, liberal, has gotten so much through, arresting reporters, charging him, you know, under the Espionage Act for whistleblowers, exposing corruption and bid rigging and crimes and shipping guns into Mexico. All right, Mike in New York, get started. We'll come back to you after the break. He's U.S. Army. Thanks for holding, Mike. Go ahead.
How you doing? How you doing, Alex? It's great to hear from you and stuff like that. I think one of the things, I think Ron Paul could be a great candidate for president of the United States, but I think a lot of people in the black communities and Latino communities don't really know who Ron Paul is. I think they think he's a racist, which we all know is not true, but they don't really know he sticks up for the Constitution, that he helps everyone. I think people, because when I talk to other soldiers and stuff like that, black people and stuff, they think Ron Paul is a racist because the media hardly talks about it. If they do talk about
sure,
him,
sure, sure. But I mean, specifically on the Ron Paul front, just because politicians promote and say they care about some racial group or another, that's all talk. The Constitution is what everybody gets. I mean, we had a caller yesterday point out, I'm not bashing women here, but the court systems are geared towards women and against men in family rights. There's all sorts of discrimination out there that isn't about religion or race. Most of it's economic. You know what? Stay there. I want to come back to get your take, though, as a military person on this, because this is the big enchilada. This is a foreign coup. Do you hear me?
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
All right, let's hurry to your calls now because I've got to actually get to the audio and video of the treason, of the foreign coup in front of everyone. And then all this other news I haven't even gotten to yet, but finishing up with Mike in New York is U.S. Army. I understand you bringing up Ron Paul, but shifting into what we're discussing here, what do you think of the president, the SecDef, all of them saying, not just that the president is a dictator, basically, but that he takes his orders from foreign powers? What's your view on that?
I think it's a shame. I think it's terrible. He's not really our president, because you're supposed to uphold the Constitution. That's your job. Your job is not to work for the UN or NATO or anybody else or J.P. Morgan or the Rothschilds or anybody else. Your job is to uphold and defend the Constitution.
That's right. And we're so trained to think of a foreign power, you know, some dictator like Mussolini that we're fighting. It's, you know, it's banks. It's these mega corporations that God bless you. I appreciate your call. We have got to tell Congress. In fact, this is my message that I'm going to give them today. I'm going to call them myself today. Not that it's superpower that I call them. It's just that I don't just talk the talk. I walk the walk. When I call them, I'm going to say, listen, this is treason. It's a foreign coup, openly announced. It's illegal. And anybody that doesn't sign on to the bill to start the impeachment process is aiding and abetting. If somebody robs a bank and they're coming along through your farm and you say, hey, come on in here. Stay with me. Just give me some of the money. You're now just as guilty of aiding and abetting as the guy that robbed the bank. You are guilty. So you better choose what side you're on. This isn't going to go like Germany where the authoritarians win. Let me tell you something. We're going to stomp the New World Order. They're going to go a lot further before it implodes, but we're going to beat them. All right, who's been holding the longest next? Let's go to Jay and then Dustin and then John and then Joshua, and then that'll be it for calls from the military. Got a major calling in, a captain, but I'm going to go to the folks in order here real fast. Let's go to Private Jay, National Guard from Texas. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Man, I tell you, I'm just like the colonel earlier. I literally could hardly talk this morning. I have a huge headache. And I'm having to argue with my wife about not leaving the United States. I mean, I'm freaked out. We're in trouble, okay? We're in trouble.
After watching that video, I got so upset I was shaking. I was looking at that just thinking, okay, so what's the next step? UN's going to start appointing our president? You know, I mean, how far are we going to go? I mean, every one of these, a president, Congress, everybody takes their oath to the Constitution. Some people don't even know what our Constitution entails. I don't know. It makes me so upset sometimes that people just don't understand what our country was founded on. You know, I do not understand why Congress is even just sitting there not doing that dang thing.
Well, because they're insider trading. They're playing golf. They're having fun. But I mean, I think they're starting to get though that you mean we're going to lose our power too. Yeah, you can't just rubber stamp and hand it over to the National Security Council. That's all a bunch of avowed globalists, and then not expect to totally be turned into a rubber stamp. And then they're not even a rubber stamp. They're told you have no bearing on us. And not only is the president a dictator, he is a minion of these foreign consortiums.
So how far is it going to take it? I mean, are they going to go ahead and just go, all right, UN, president takes the orders from the UN, Congress is no longer...
Sir, 80%+ of the laws in the UK are now made by the EU bureaucracy, and the countries in the EU make no of the laws. They have no control, and they publicly admit there's no more European countries. They've been absorbed through the design collapse of the EU. Are you going to spread the word to your associates in the military, sir?
Roger that. I go ahead and I do what I can when I can. I go ahead and go over what an unlawful order is to people that are above me. I even talk to majors, lieutenant colonels, and things like that, just to go ahead and explain to them sometimes what's going on. Some of them will be like, DLD isn't that much concerned with it. They won't take it that far. They won't do this with it. You know, just blatant kind of almost ignore.
The president wants the power to secretly arrest citizens and put bags over their heads and kill them, but he just wants it. He's not going to use it. Billions for 30,000 drones over the U.S. They're on the news saying they want to put lithium in the water, but it's not going to go that far. Yeah, they're announcing world government, but it's not going to go that far. Yeah, they're training for gun confiscation, but it's not going to go that far. They're never going to pass socialist health care. They're never going to. They're exactly. God bless you. All right, long segment coming up, and I'm going right to John is a captain, and Joshua, who is a major, and then Dustin. I got more military calling in, but that's probably all I can get to because, see, this show isn't an act, folks. I really am concerned. I mean, this is all real. I've warned about all this coming because I read globalist documents years ago, and now it's here. It's here, and I realize they don't want to just get rid of the Bill of Rights because they just want to get rid of it. They want to enslave us. Do you understand that?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes in place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the tax division of the law offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our tax division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation. So call now. 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
We've just become accustomed with them warrantlessly spying on us, the feds completely out of their jurisdiction, all of these horrible things happening that we've seen happen in other nations over and over again, and now it's happening here in our constitutional republic. And no country would put up with people putting you through body scanners and actually grabbing your genitals. I mean, it's ridiculous. And not even horrible third world cesspits will put up with their governments openly being puppets of foreign corporate powers or governmental powers. Is there nothing Americans won't put up with? That's why they've had all the U.S., you know, USA beauty queens and all the Miss Americas and all these contestants on game shows. Promote global government, promote the UN. It's just meant to hammer us over and over again. Kids can't even say USA, USA at a basketball game in San Antonio against a local team. because I guess that's racist now. It wasn't even meant to be towards a race. But all these wars we're told are launched for America, but they're not. Now, I want to go to a couple more calls and move quick because you know I'm long-winded. But I want to go to John, who is a Army captain, and then Joshua, who's a major. We got a bunch of other people calling in, but I've got to get to some of this other news. I know I spent almost the entire show on this, and we should. But there's all this other news that ties into it. I mean, it's just crazy. Police all over the country are pulling people over and grabbing their cell phones and downloading the contents without warrants. Police giving direct line to cell phone searches, CBS News. China copies the NDAA to secretly arrest people. I mean, it's just... Here's a Wired magazine headline. Uncle Sam, if it ends in calm, it's seizable. Without warrants, without rulings, just take whatever they want. I mean, it's crazy. Obama uses staged cyber attack to sell draconian cybersecurity bill. That's Infowars.com. Pentagon launches desperate damage control over shocking Panetta testimony that I want to play some of. DHS mission creep. They are now helping arrest prostitutes. Breitbart's death needs to be investigated for the sake and safety of all journalists. TSA admits $1 million body scanner system is critically flawed. Report chance of catastrophic solar storm is 1 in 8. Panetta, international permission, Trump's congressional permission for military actions. He doesn't even say that. He said, I don't need, Congress isn't involved anymore. Let's go to the captain and then the major. John in Missouri, Army captain, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. It's important that you know the difference. There's a huge difference between National Guard soldiers and regular Army soldiers. But more importantly, it's important. You're putting the onus on the wrong person because it's not the Army's job to police the Congress and the President. The Congress, that's their job, and they're not having their authority, and then it's the American people's job to elect those congressmen that are going to uphold the Constitution.
Well, let me agree, but also disagree with you. Listen, I've read the Constitution over and over again. I've read the manuals the military has given on the question of unlawful orders. It is always in the final equation when tyranny comes in. It is people in uniform that are the absolute final check on that, along with armed citizens. So before the Civil War starts, because that's what happens during these type of deals, I'm saying for the military to speak out and say, I don't take my orders through the president from the UN or NATO, as the SecDef is, and as Obama has now said. I mean, clearly that's a big issue for the military. That's an unlawful order if he says go into Syria and Congress hasn't authorized it. I mean, is that not true?
Well, that's for them to decide, but no one's sending us into Syria, Alex. You're getting people worked up when we don't need to do that because we're such a long ways away from confiscating guns.
Do you think you're... Oh, wait. Oh, if people get worked up, the gun's got to be taken?
No, I don't think they will, though. They won't ever get to that point, Alex.
Look at my... Do you have any idea? Have you thought about, Captain, what's going to happen if you actually try to confiscate the guns?
Yeah, I mean, I won't do that, but no one's going to order me or my company to go... confiscate people's guns.
We're that didn't happen in New Orleans? They didn't train for that in Arcadia, Iowa?
That's not regular Army. That's in the National Guard.
You're right. Well, they did have some regular Army, actually. They had big Army in New Orleans.
Right, but we're not... The big Army and National Guard are under two different... There's huge differences. And the National... When the regular Army was in New Orleans, we didn't have any weapons. That's the National Guard troops. And there's a big difference. We just wear the same uniform. People think we're the same.
Well, sir, all I'm trying to say to you is when the president starts saying and the secretary of defense starts saying, Congress is like, you get your authority from us. They're like, no, we get it from the UN and NATO. And they're like, no, you don't. I mean, look, Congress is moving to start impeachment now. And you notice it's not getting any attention. Legislation is now being introduced in the House and Senate to begin impeachment. So you're right. It's their job and it's my job just as much as it's your job. But you're a citizen first. And then in the military, second. And I know you're an officer, so you know all that stuff. Maybe you disagree with the current teaching you're being given. But I've looked at the full... I mean, have you read the manuals on unlawful orders from 100 years ago?
I've seen them, Alex. We get classes. But if a soldier, if, I mean, you're telling soldiers to get on there and do things that may get them kicked out of the army. And the reality is, if they get kicked out of the army, they're going to get a dishonorable discharge, and their whole life's going to be ruined. So it's just disingenuous to say you're going to go tell the colonel this and this because you're not in the army. And yeah, there's huge consequences are going to go with this. And some
let me stop you again. I said people should do what they think, but if the military's supposed to be talking to each other, you're supposed to be discussing all this. Listen, you say you're going to get thrown out of the army, you're going to get in trouble. It wasn't disingenuous. I said in this tyranny, you could get in trouble. What you don't think? I don't have my butt hanging out over the side here. I don't even talk about the chicanery that goes on against us. You think it's safe to get on the air and tell the military to start? Listen. See how we've gotten comfortable with this? It's illegal to have the president launching wars without congressional approval. Okay, I had Colonel Schaefer on just a few days ago saying, yes, it's illegal. Yes, it's treason. Because the code says it is. The Constitution says it. I got Walter Jones saying it's a high crime. It is a high crime, Captain. It is a high crime. And you know what? At the end of the day, I'm asking the citizens, I'm asking the military, I'm asking the Congress, everybody. Listen, so do you think I'm blowing this up? That I am saying that this is basically the beginning of a foreign coup to have wars launched under UN orders, as Obama said last year and as Panetta said yesterday.
Alex, no one is telling the United States Army. He's not telling me or mine. I'm the commander of my company. We're not confiscating guns. We're so far from that. And nobody's sending us into Libya or Syria. They're not sending a regular army there. You can see where we're on. They have a chart. All on Army Times, where every unit in the United States Army is located.
Are you? Oh, really? They have a public chart where every unit of the U.S. Army is at.
Yeah, it's in Army Times.
Right, yeah. Oh, including clandestine units?
Well, not the Black Ops guys. Those guys are regular Army.
But you know there's stuff above Black Ops, right? I mean, do you know about...
Black Ops, there's White Ops. Those aren't regular Army people. Those are... I don't even know what... No one knows what their rules are.
There's private corporate groups with national security letter of marks. Men associated with special forces. Listen, you, sir, just watch what happens in this country. They didn't march in and tell the Senate they have no authority over war because they wanted to play tiddlywinks with them. That was a declaration of the new system. Did you read the letter Obama signed last year where he said, I don't need Congress, I have the UN for authority?
Yeah, I read that. I listen to you all the time. I think you're great.
Well, I think you're great, sir, but do you realize that's illegal?
Yeah, but that's for the common army's job. We're run by civilians. It's not our job to go arrest the president or the Congress. The Congress needs to do their job.
Let me stop you. I hear you, and I appreciate your call, sir. Let me be clear if you think that's what you heard. I did not say the military should arrest the president. I'm not in love with this thing I hear about a military coup to stop what's happening. You know, some Operation Valkyrie, because the president's just a puppet. Okay. I'm saying the military needs to make some noise and say, hey, we don't take our orders in the Constitution from the UN like Michael Dew did. Joshua, in Oklahoma, it just says major. Thanks for calling and holding, Joshua. You're a major in the Army, Marines. Were you a major?
Major in the Army, actually.
What did you think of the whole discussion we've been having?
Well, to be honest, focusing on that last one, I'm actually very disappointed in that captain. My personal beliefs are that he's misguided, even though he has good intentions. Now, going back on something that was stated earlier, he doesn't personally believe that people are going to start confiscating guns or people are going to start arresting citizens whenever they feel like it. But I was actually recently assigned to liaison duty where I'm helping people transition from the active military into the reserves or National Guard for the simple fact that they want to keep their numbers, but they don't want to pay them near as much, hence this whole budget cuts thing. One of the key things that they actually did do was they went around and reassured a lot of people saying things like, oh, don't worry, your job's secure. Oh, don't worry, we'll give you benefits. Oh, don't worry, we'll give you a bonus if you just do this. You just have to do what we say. Now, going again to something that was stated before about the gun being confiscated, Oklahoma has never been a state that's had armor until recently, and it's not quite something that they're bringing out to the mainstream. What is happening that I'm aware of, because it's in my department, is recently we were given APCs and we were given strikers, usually in the form of things that can be modified, up armored, whatever, bigger guns, things like that. But the thing is, it's not focused on, like, tanks. It's not focused on things to declare war. It's always on stuff where you can move troops in and out of an area where they're completely protected by hunk steel.
So it's to fight asymmetrical groups of guerrilla warriors. It's for fighting asymmetrical insurrections. And look, the local police are all militarizing for that duty. I mean, there's a full escalation for over a decade for all-out war with the American people. And I just hope that this doesn't happen. But if it does, the public's not going to go out and fight the vehicles when they're driving down the road. They're going to attack the troops when they're in bars. I mean, I hope people understand, if it goes to a guerrilla war in this country, it's, I don't know how to explain it, but I'm sure you know. Go ahead.
Well, no, that's what I was trying to point out, is that one of the things that went down the pipe is they were making comments along the lines, and we had a hearing that said, okay, well, we have to worry about civil insurrection. We have to worry about this, this, and that. And guerrilla warfare was brought up almost every conversation. And so one
so let me stop you. You're in charge, as I've had family in charge, so he was sent back overseas. He's regular Army, merging with the National Guard, beefing it up, and the whole clandestine mission, and I was even told this, and I've been told about 100 other sources, literally or more, is for riot control and even combat at arms. And even in the John Warren Defense Authorization Act 2007 for 08, it says to even suppress states and legislatures and rogue governors. So they create the 10-member governor council to say, oh, we're for the states. We have a 10-member council. So, I mean, this is breaking news here, though, from you. We have Brigade Homeland articles. I mean, we know that they're training for this, but you're saying you're being told, here's the armored vehicles, here's the strikers, you know, here's these combat vehicles for guerrilla war. So, I mean, there it is. Why is the government gearing up for guerrilla war in Oklahoma and Texas and everywhere else? Why are they acclimating the public for troops on the streets? Because foreign usurpers have hijacked the presidency and are telling Congress, sit down and shut up, and we have a foreign coup, and they plan on using you against us when they fully implode the country and arrest people like me. I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish your point. I'm going to shut up, Major.
Well, I appreciate that. And no, that's okay. I'm actually 100% on your page. In fact, I had recently been through an ordeal. I say recently, it was in 2009, where I refused to obey an order, which I'm not going to go into over the air. But I was incarcerated for 90 days because I refused to obey this order. However, upon release, I was asked, why was I incarcerated? They never gave me a reason. And then I was reassigned as a liaison, I guess, where they don't think I can do a whole lot of damage or whatever. But one of the biggest weapons that I have is the fact that I do have an oak leaf cluster, and I have a voice, and I can be heard. Just like you, sir, you can do this, and so can I. And anybody else who doesn't think, oh, well, you know, I have no voice, or says, oh, I can't say this, this, or that, or I can't do this, they're full of it. Anybody and everybody has the power to stand up and say whatever they need to say or whatever needs to be said.
Well, again, if we can't stand up now when the president says, I take my orders from the UN, then when will we stand up? I mean, this is open coup d'etat, but just to be specific. So they're in these meetings where these armored vehicles are being shipped in and heavier weapons. They're admitting it's for guerrilla warfare in America.
Oh, no, no, no. They're not being shipped in. They've already been shipped in. They've been shipped into locations all around the country. Look at YouTube. There's several videos where it shows vehicles being brought in on trains and people.
Yeah,
like,
hundreds
oh.
of tanks, and they're being. I know they're being deployed in stockpiles. I know the caches are there and they're training, but I mean specifically, they just admit this is to fight the guerrillas.
Oh no, no, not just that. It's for anything. Texas said, I think it was Rick Perry who basically made a comment. Can't remember exactly when, but in talking about Texas secession, when that happened, our command was like, holy crap, maybe go time. There was another state that said something about secession not too long ago, and then everything started coming down the chain.
You just heard it. They're telling you, get ready to suppress governors that realize we don't have a real federal government and reform the republic from the states up.
Well, they're trying to do something they're not supposed to. That's for darn sure.
Well, no, the John Warren Defense Authorization Act talks about insurrection even by legislatures. Well, wait, you got a foreign UN-run federal government telling us we're the traitors?
If you have to put it that way, yeah, I guess that would be the case. But I guess I was labeled as a traitor a long time ago because I have a brain and a voice and I like to speak.
Any other tidbits about people being awake around you or specifically, I mean, just ballpark, how many armored vehicles are in Oklahoma for the American people in the legislature?
Okay, well, I don't know all the numbers. I do know for my area there was recently brought in six. In fact, I have pictures on my cell phone from which they were being brought in. There were six Strikers and about nine Bradleys.
And, which they used at Waco.
Yeah, yeah. But other than that, that's just my area. There's others that have been brought in and that I don't know about, supposedly, that are in Fort Sill right now. And then there's others that were taken to Oklahoma City.
And they admit to you that this could be for, well, I mean, you're saying when states talk about secession, the chain of command says get ready to go into the states. Well, remember the feds said they do a blockade over Texas. Stay there. We're going to come back to you and then others.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes in place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the tax division of the law offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our tax division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation. So call now. 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Everybody is going to wish they'd done more to say no to corruption because I wish I knew 15 years ago that I was so accurate and so right, and then it was worse than I even thought. I wish I would have done more. Because they got really bad plans for this country. I've broken it down. I've researched it from every angle. They're planning to completely shut the economy off and just arrest people, everything. And a lot of folks are like, well, I know, I'm going to cower. Well, that's how they win. We can't just do this. And, you know, the money's all racing out of the country. The people that helped do this, the people that helped sell us down the river, they're all just exiting as fast as they can for years. How about we just wake up? How about we virally spread the news this is illegitimate and say no and call Congress and say, yes, impeach Obama. Yes, yes, we're not under the UN. You know, Ron Paul has tried and he's educated a lot of people, but I told you there's election fraud and there's these articles in Politico like Ron Paul's advisors don't know why they're not winning because you're being cheated. But going back to Joshua, and then we'll go to Dustin, and that's it for calls. And I didn't even get to most of the other news because this is just such big stuff. But everything else I had tied into it, I'll be covering it tonight, 7 o'clock. It's going to be a huge news show tonight. Going back to Joshua and then to Dustin, who's been holding for like an hour, U.S. Army. Joshua is a major in the U.S. Army. I was jumping in and hyperventilating. Specifically, though, tell us about what they do whenever a state talks about secession, what the Brigade Homeland kicks into.
Well, the last time that somebody said anything about secession, I remember being at home, and I got an email, a phone call, a text message, pretty much all at the same time, being, get your crap, get ready to go. We're going to have to meet up with the colonel. And so I did. My buddy and I were like, okay, what's going on? I said, okay, we're going to have to get ready. There's talk of secession. We need to see what happens because if this happens, it's go time. And I remember a young lieutenant looking back, actually, who made the comment, yeah, it's about time. You know, finally, we start showing people who's boss. And it's like, are you freaking kidding me? But that's actually...
Now, let's be clear, because this is actually in the John Warren Defense Authorization Act. It says insurrection by the population, the states, or legislatures. Well, the states have a right to secede. That's on record in many state constitutions, but it's also there in the common law. That's what happened with the colonies. But Perry just did that for political effect, and you're saying you're in Oklahoma that immediately they were saying get the tanks ready, get on the get them on the backs of the trains, we're going to Texas. I mean, right there, that is such an incredible piece of news. But then, of course, I'm sure the phone call was made, and Perry's like, no, it's a total joke. But there you are in Oklahoma, Army. You guys were ready to invade Texas if it tried to secede.
Bingo. Actually, it's not just me. It was the National Guard was ready to move to the border. Active duty from Fort Sill was ready to move. I know that we have Tinker Air Force Base here, and their bombers were actually put, or not their bombers, but their interceptors were actually put on high alert to prepare for actions if anything were to happen in Texas.
And again, oh man, I gotta just have days with military callers more often. This stuff, because you know what, I've got all this data. I know what you're saying is true because it's in the Defense Act. But imagine we've got foreign banks openly overthrowing the country. In control. They're the traitors. They're telling Congress you have no authority. And then if the states ever try to pull out of the fake New World Order and reconstitute the Republic, they're going to bring the military in. And you know what? I say with the TSA, the feds said, we'll run blockades with F-16s, no aircraft in Texas, if you don't let us grab your genitals. I mean, that was in the news. I say, good. You know what? Make them act like a bully.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.